This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. This is Frieda Liu. It's Resource Centre, and it's also Her Vantage, where we speak to women of influence and leadership. The Women of Excellence Awards Malaysia aims to seek to honour and to bring together successful and outstanding Malaysian women. The awards spotlights successful women in Malaysia who have risen above and beyond ordinary standards and expectations. And this is initiated by Datin Shirin Sharif of Eventport. Good to have you here in the studio, Datin. What spurred you to start this, and when did you start this?
Hi, Frieda. First of all, thank you for having me here, and thank you for the kind introduction. And yeah, allow me to just share with you of how this started. In all honesty, how this initiative started is truly from an informal conversation that I had with my husband. He was one of the award recipients that was held in Jakarta 2 years ago, right? Subsequently, from the informal conversation, he was sharing with me the idea and possibility of why don't I come out with an women awards where, you know, I have the opportunity to recognize and also celebrate at the same time on successful women of Malaysia. And I thought that was a brilliant idea. And I feel that, okay, how can I actually make this more meaningful in addition to give the award? And what are the ways or what are the important things that I could introduce to make it different and value add to the award recipients? So at that time, I was thinking, when we have a collection of successful female achievers, right? And when we look at the other side of the spectrum, it is more of young women who are really looking for role models. Mm. Yeah. And I feel that to actually put them and bring them in one platform, it clearly makes sense. Why? Because very often than not, usually when we ask another female about who is our role model, mm-hmm. instantly, it will be our mother, right? Which is really good because we carry the good qualities that our mother brings. But at the same time, when we talk about who is really the role model in terms of our career, we struggle with that, right? And we always have to see, you know, who is that one person? Because usually it's always a universal figure, like you want to be like Oprah Winfrey and all that, right? But to have someone who is closer to you is quite challenging. So I thought, yes, I think it makes sense to actually create this platform. At the same time, when I speak to women, especially career women and mothers, often they're not, to have a networking session is also another challenging factor.
Just to come out.
Yes, because, you know, the moment that you leave office, immediately you play a role as a mom and a wife at home. And in terms of you want to catch up and also talk about how can you advance yourself further, it is very limited. So I thought, again, this is another important point that I can actually add on to bringing this platform. So that was how it started. And when we came back, so I did a little bit of research. And I was very clear on the sort of direction that I was heading, which means that we truly select who are the women who they deserve to be recognized and honored, and we want to celebrate their success together. At the same time, I would also like to see the makeup of the award recipients, who are the up-and-coming. Right? Because I think it is equally important to say that, you know, these are the people who are really successful in what they are doing. At the same time, they are also going for something bigger. Mm. Yeah. And with that, what I feel that I hope to achieve is this. If let's say, you know, in fact, it happened during the first award event where after the award, a lady came to me and said that, oh, thank you so much for doing this because now I really want to be like that person.
Right.
So to me, the event itself has achieved its objective because somebody else across the room could really resonate with wanting and telling herself, you know what, I want to be like that.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be like that person. I'm so capable of achieving that. So that is very much the hope, intention and the direction of Women of Excellence Awards right. when we first started. And I'm very happy to share with you also that, yes, we've got very great and huge response in terms of now more people wanting to participate. I think not so much of saying that, you know, should we or should we not, but really first, you know, Frida, success is usually meaningful when it is being shared.
Yeah.
So occasion like this, it is just not one person receiving the award. It is truly about bringing people close to you, people who matters to you, people who see your journey, especially throughout the journey of your success, be there and be the witnesses of your achievement and success. So when event like this able to capture those moments, so it touches their heart and also our guests. So with that, I feel, yes, this is exactly how I wanted it
to be. So this is held once every 2 years?
Yes, precisely.
So this will be the second time it's being held?
Yes, we are making our second appearance this year.
Okay, what are the different categories?
Okay, what are the different categories? Well, we have a broad selection of categories. First of all, we have the professional categories. The professional categories, we break it down to CEO awards. We have Public Sector Leaders Award. We have the Quasi-Government Awards, Community Services Award, right? At the same time, we also capture Entrepreneurs Award. So with this Entrepreneurs Award, we break it down to arts and media, fashion, education and training, food and beverage, and so forth. At the same time, we also have a non-contested special award. These are the high achievers of the recipients who are truly outstanding and distinct in their own field. So we have the National Icon Award. We have also the Gobler Champion Award. And at the same time, the highest award that we accord is the Lifetime Achievement Award.
Okay, for the Lifetime Achievement.
Yep.
Who were the past winners for 2014?
Okay, the past winners for 2014 for the Lifetime Achievement Award, we have Yang Amat Berbahagia Tun Dr. Siti Hasma. For National Icon, we had Yang Berbahagia Datuk Siti Nurhaliza. And for the Global Champion, we had Datuk Nicole David. Whereas for the CEO Award, we have our awards recipients like Irene Omar from Air Asia. We had Rajati Maimuna from Hong Leong Islamic Bank. We have Noka Marina Chiu of Eon. And in terms of entrepreneurs, we have ladies like Mac Chun Lin of Nando's. We have Dr. Soraya of Juice Booze.
Are they new categories?
Yes, they are certainly new categories. We are introducing one, a male category. And this is for the Visionary Award. And at the same time, we are also introducing a category of an organization who supports gender diversity.
Right. Okay. So I know that you also have started for the first time the International Nadi 21st Century Youth and Women Challenge. What's it all about? We'll discuss that after this. I'm here with Datin Sharin Shari from Eventport talking about the Women of Excellence Awards. This is Resource Centre, BFM 89.9. Good afternoon. This is Frida Liu. If you just join us, it's Her Vantage and Resource Centre. Her Vantage is where we speak to women of influence and leadership. I've got Datin Sharin Sharif from Eventport. We're talking about the Women of Excellence Awards that's being held this year. This was the last time it was held was in 2014. So this year, the event will be in November?
Yes, that's right. So it will be on the 13th of November. It will be held at a Majestic Hotel, KL. And I think we will see another exciting event with more ladies participating. And
Okay, so what's the closing date for the awards?
Okay, the closing date for the award will be on the 17th of July. You know, when we first started, we have close to 3,000 applications. So that will give us some time. And for the judges to actually go through and make their deliberations.
Okay, so now let's talk about the first time you're doing this, the International Nadi 21st Century Youth and Women Challenge. What's it all about?
Yes, Frida, this is something that is very close to my heart and I'm equally excited to actually share with you on this. This this initiative is really about finding the most promising global young achievers, right? What I think is important now is we talk about 21st century skills. I think it's more than a decade that we talk about this, and yet we are still struggling with finding the characteristics of good talent, right? So in addressing this issue, we feel that it would be a brilliant idea to actually introduce the challenge. Why? Because we set a platform for youth to actually give them the opportunity to see, you know what, there is an idea or a cause that I would like to support. And I would really want to make this happen. I would really want to contribute. And when they participate in this challenge, what happens is that they will be paired with a mentor of whom will be in a position to facilitate in shaping their ideas, in giving guidance and advice on how they can actually manage the challenge. So in a way, it's literally preparing youth with certain skills, but at the same time, they are having fun doing it, right? And what is also equally important of this challenge is the fact that, you know, they have a certain result that they would like to achieve. So it is very, very much solution focus oriented, which means that how do we get from here to there? And as you know, an idea is always beautiful, but it is even beautiful and meaningful when it is being shared, mm-hmm. because there are perspective given to the idea, right? And when you share the idea gets richer. When it gets richer, more people can identify and appreciate the sense of impact that you would like to actually bring on. So that is literally the essence of the challenge, which means that it gives youth the opportunity and chance to really say, you know what, I want to do this, we want to do this, let's do it. And at the same time, the challenge also gives an opportunity for young women to actually take up the leadership role. Mm-hmm. Because what happened is that in respect of the challenge, how it works is basically we will pair them in a team of two, and we will get a mentor to actually guide them as a facilitator. So among these two participants, we call it the prodigies, they've got to decide who will be the leader, right? We very much encourage the team leader to be a female. Nonetheless, if it is not, it doesn't really matter. Okay. Simply because when you are given with an opportunity and a task, you are a leader in your own right. It is your duty and responsibility to actually commit to it and making sure that your roles are played through throughout the end of the challenge.
Okay, so what will happen during the challenge? They take on a certain task?
Yes, so what will happen is that first of all, how do we actually select is truly from, they will send us a video, a 30 seconds video outlining why do they think they are the right fit for this challenge, what is the course or an idea they would actually like to work on, and what is the sort of impact that they would like to achieve out of this, right? So from there on, we select, we shortlist, because the main criteria is to go for high potential. When we talk about high potential people, we look at the attitude and also outlook of the participant, which means that these are the go-getters. These are the people who are willing to take risks. These are the people who we know they will take the extra mile to get things done. So these are the characteristics of our participants. And once we've selected that, what will happen is that they will actually record the whole 5-week process. At the same time, we will have a checkpoint, a mid-checkpoint, where we just want to ensure that, you know, everything are going well and they are leading towards concluding the challenge. But prior to that, we also event port. We take the responsibility and ownership of doing this springboard experience, where we have a session with the participants together with the mentor, as such that we will go through a briefing sessions, and at the same time, we will share on important skills of the 21st century skills, from collaboration, from critical thinking, from how do they prepare themselves with the right global mindset, and so forth.
Okay, so this started in June.
Yes.
And the closing date
will be 1st of July.
Oh, so 1st of July. So they've got 5 weeks to go through this. And you say you...
Sorry, you mean the challenge itself? The challenge will run from the 16th of August until 19th of September.
Ah, so the selection process.
Yes.
They've got 1 month.
Yes,
okay.
Yeah. We started the selection process from 1st June.
Okay.
Yep, so...
So it starts in the middle of August for over 5 weeks.
Yeah.
All right. And when you say youth, how many categories is it? What are the age groups?
Okay. So when we talk about youth, we actually have two different groups. The first group is from the age of 16 to 22, and the second group is from the age of 23 to 32, simply because, we give rooms for the younger adults, the younger youth, because they are in a different setting altogether. They are probably most likely to be in schools and in college, whereas the young adults are already during their first years of working and whatnot.
Okay. Yeah. So, and the whole idea, so is there a prize money?
Yes, there is certainly prize money. I think...
You need a carrot.
I think, yeah, that is also true. But at the same time, what happened is that it really gives them in terms of the positive element is that it really sets on the mode of being competitive in a healthy way, right? At the end of the day, they know that besides actually doing something good, bringing an impact to either themselves or the organizations or a committee at large, at the same time, they also feel, you know what, this amount of money is something that we can share and celebrate together. Yep. So certainly there's an amount of cash prizes involved. And we are looking at the total cash prizes in terms of what we've actually provided for is up to 10,000 ringgit.
Okay. Yes. So who are the judges first for the awards and also the challenge?
Okay. For the award, we have a selection of distinguished judges which actually make up the a good representation of public and also private sector. We have the honour of having Yang Berbahagia Tan Sri Mazidah Abdul Majid. She's the Deputy Secretary General Cabinet on board. We also have Yang Berbahagia Tan Sri Dr. Madina Muhammad. She is the Secretary General Ministry of Education Malaysia. We have also Major General Pahlawan Mohandas, who is the Board of Governor of the Cyberjaya University. He's the Vice Chairman of the Board of Governors of Cyberjaya University. We have Datuk Palan, who is the Chairman of SMRT Holding Berhad, Datuk Idrus, our Chairman, and also the Chairman of Learning Port. At the same time, we have Mr. David Lim, who is the Independent Non-Executive Director and Chairman of Audit Committee of IJM Land. In respect of the challenge, we do have the combination of the existing challenge from the award. At the same time, we also have an independent reviewers who actually will give and share their perspective and the nature of this award.
Yeah, look forward to finding out what happens in November.
Yep.
So when you've got both your award winners and also the challenge winners. Thanks for being with us. I've been speaking to Datin Sharin Sharif from Eventport talking about the Women of Excellence Awards. This is Resource Centre, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.